psukim of the bracha of Yisachar. And I just want to go through multiple different explanations of exactly what the psukim mean. I just found that there's a lot of, I think, very important and fascinating thoughts here in the bracha of Yisachar. So I want to look basically in the second pasuk, but we'll start with the first pasuk. Yisachar chamor gorem reveitz ben ha-mishvasoyim. So Yisachar is compared to a chamor gorem, and this is going to be questionable what exactly that phrase chamor gorem means. Roveitz, which is when an animal goes at rest and it seats itself down, between the mishvasayim, between the boundaries. Vayar menucha kitoiv, he saw that menucha is good. Vesoretz kino emot, and the land is pleasant. Vayet shichmo lispol, he put his shoulder to shoulder the burden. Vayhila mas oved, and he was a person who was oved for the tax. It's very not clear what the psukim mean. Right. A lot of phrases over here which are not clear. Now, I want to focus. The main place we're going to focus on the phrase "Vayar menucha kitoiv." Other things we'll focus in towards that phrase. Okay, Vayar menucha kitoiv. So look at the targum first. Vayar v'chazok haloka reitav. We saw that the portion was good. He's understanding the menucha is referring to the idea of the place where a person would be living in. That's his menucha. That is. Klai Yisrael is going towards their portion of Israel, and that's their menucha, that's their place of rest. You see Rashi, V'yar menucha kitoiv, V'ral l'chelka eretz v'vorechaz v'toivu. He saw that he got a good portion of land in Eretz Israel. So you also understand the word menucha is referring to his portion of land. Good. It produces peiris, fine. So that's approach number one. We have in the phrase Vayar menucha kitoiv. If you go to page 3, okay, so we'll look at over here two pshatim, the Ikrim pshat and the Rebbeinu Bachai's pshat. So the Ikrim, but he says like this, it's bracketed off in the second paragraph on the page. Menucha is the idea of person is moving, he's not. When he stops moving, he's now resting, he's noch. That's menucha. So menucha requires that there was some effort or journey or something beforehand. And now you're at rest from that was beforehand. It only makes sense after there was effort put in. Okay. Amar HaChachem, there's a wise saying, B'kashas HaMenucha B'Menucha Toivet HaMenucha B'Tarash HaYigia. A person who tries to get Menucha by just staying in the state of Menucha, he'll lose the Menucha and he'll end up getting work. Right? So, the modern version of it is, okay, the person's retirement, so I'm going to be retirement my whole life, and I can be retirement when you get to retirement, because you don't have what to live on, right? Okay, v'zei ma'ashenemar b'yisachar, v'yar menucha kitoiv v'zoros kineim, v'yitshik mo lispo. So there's a problem in the pasuk. He saw that rest is good, so therefore he started working. What's the flow? If he sees rest is good, why is he working? He'd say, v'yar menucha kitoiv, and he was noch. He put his shoulder to the burden. He started working. So, what's the flow of the pasuk? The fish, he wanted to have the result of menucha at the end. He saw the land would be a good place to enjoy. Therefore, not a shichma lispol, he put his shoulder to shoulder the burden of the work. He went to work. This way he'll have what to live on in retirement. He'll have where to rest at the end. Even got properties that he'd have to work, and he paid the tax for it. So that's the Kriptach of the Pasuk. So like real basic, no great Musar Shmuz over here, right? This is you work early, you can benefit from the retirement afterwards. The person who wants to go into early retirement, not a good idea. You got to work first. Especially you think that retirement starts at age 35. Okay. Okay. Comes the Rebbeinu Bechai. Actually, let's do the paragraph, the next paragraph also. So that we mentioned before, people which are going out to war, or that the menucha of Torah is good. Though he goyin a Torah, shetzicha menuchas aguf, yes, a nefesh. The body's at rest, the mind is not at rest. He has to work very hard to understand something. You're grappling with what something means, and you're working very hard. Last week, my chavrus and I spent 4 hours of Seder on three lines in Ramban, trying to figure out what he means. Back and forth, back and forth. It doesn't fit with the piece I said before. It was 4 hours. Trying to figure out what the Ramban means. Finally, I think we figured it out. I said, you know, that was good. You know, you spent 4 hours working on three lines of Ramban. Okay, so that's Yigiyas and Nefesh, but it's Menuchas Aguf. I was sitting, you know, I paced back and forth, but in general, right? It's Menuchas Aguf. Behavach Meiskei Olam, Shazichim Yigiyas Aguf, Menuchas and Nefesh. This Kei Olam, the opposite is true. You have to work very hard, but it's not necessarily taxing the mind, but it's taxing the body. But the truth is that to be able to learn Torah, you need to have the goof in a state of nucha. It has to be that you can't have the pressures on the person. The person who has distractions and challenges, it's hard for him to focus on his learning. We dab and the pressure to remove the anocha, the yargon anocha, the challenges and the difficulties. Ve'ena kavona b'mispalo, shiyosha v'lona shem yizbaruch ha-shoeftim v'yotzim, k'nei she'ingos iskei chavrusov. I have good leaders, they'll help me make my money, good day on and make sure I get my money right. El, v'lodas da, kibin yishai, shem r'vashir b'shav tekev v'shanov yitzek v'at kibla. It's based on a pasuk in yishaya, that's not what it means. The bracha in Shemoneh Esrei and the words of the Navi, who Sara Iber is referring to, Shalom Vakshim as Hashem Yisbarach, Sheshuvu Lano Hashayftim, She Yoshim Belech Ishas Hagazis, Lishpet Benenum Kirishana, was the Eitzah Kibat Chila. So we recreate the reality of that we have the Shayftim in the Mikdash, and that is, they will be the ones who are able to bring the presence of Kadosh Baruch into the Briah. Was you call Yisrael Mucharim B'Kabal HaMuskalos, will be able to have our physical needs to be able to understand the words of Torah. And we'll be able to understand the Kodesh Baruch and understand what the Russian wants us to know. So our goal is Yediyas Hashem. For that you need to get back to remove the Yogam Anach, remove the physical distractions. So yes, we are recognizing that physical distractions make it difficult to learn. So we have the Ikrim has this pshat, which is like really sounds like, you know, very, very basic, simple pshat of that he worked hard because he wanted to have menucha afterwards. And he's saying, we are menucha kitoiv, and we etchich malispo, like Rashi says, the menucha kitoiv is that the body should be at rest, and etchich malispo is referring to the yigiyas hanefesh, but the nefesh will be working very hard to understand. Okay, there is a Sipurno that's really, it should be the next page, it's actually page 5. He says like this, Yisachar Chamar Garim, Bilti Mukhil Mokhama. He's not a Sus, he's not compared to a Sus, which is great at war. It's very hard to go to war with a donkey. It's really not a good animal of war. Kamar Mi Safra Li Saifa, so Chazal saying, if the guy is very good at the book, he's not very good at the story. Okay. Gorem. So the word here, the words gorem means chamor, like the pasuk. Gorem is referring, because I use the word something gorem, referring to bones. Well, etzem chosik, he's a very strong person, though. He has good bones. He can shoulder a strong burden. Ubachoskai, with that strength, your Rebbe Tzvi Mishpasayim is able to rest between the two sides. The Rashi says while he's traveling, there's two boundaries, the two sides of the road, he stops on the road. The Smyrna says further more than that. Shukarna, even when he's at rest, he's Rebbit Ben Shtei HaChavilas and as soon as the Masal Shtei Sido. He has them, they put saddlebags, or whatever you call it, on the side of a chamor. So there's bags on one side, there's bags on the other side. See, he's between his two burdens. And he rests, holding them up, even when he's resting, he's still supporting the burdens. Okay. Well, there are shvises sekaderes v'kirayim shot b'shena atchiyashim apoyav v'hemes kavanosu. V'zev l'titochem l'nzulotzi l'chamor chosek ma'oid. It only works for a very strong chamor. Shiyarbitz ima chavilas al gabo. He can rest with the burdens on its back. K'on yisachar noisel of ol tera v'ol derech eretz on hagas amadinas. So yisachar has shouldered two burdens. He shouldered the burden of tera and a burden of leadership which comes with the tera. So he has two packages on him. So it makes sense. These should be the ones who have the responsibility of the Torah on one side, the Ol of Torah, and they have the Ol of the Hagas and Medinas of leading the people. Okay. What did the Yisachar understand? Menucha is when you're accomplishing in the world of knowledge, of thought. Because that's when the nefesh is at rest. The nefesh is at rest when it's involved in the world of muskolas, of thinking, of understanding concepts. And that's the real goal. Again, menucha means the final end. The purpose is to be a person who understands the muskolas. There's no achila, no shtiya. You sit there and you bask in the Bereshit's presence. What does it mean? Through the process of understanding of das, you'll be able to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't have any das. You will end the conversation. The goal in life is to get to that concept and be able to understand. So that's whole menucha. So they understood that in this world, a person can get to the state of menucha in this world by spending 4 hours working out of Ramban. That is menucha. So the Bein Rabbi says it's menucha zaguf and the yigiyas hanefesh. He's saying no, the process of being involved in the nefesh by definition is menucha. He has what to support himself. He doesn't have to worry about anything else. He can focus on Torah and on Hoga. Like he said before, and the people would support. So the people were lamasaved. They would, in a certain sense, pay. They would be worked to cover the needs. That was the tax wasn't money, it was the work that they took care of them. That's what he teaches. So he says that the menucha is this state of being when a person is involved in the pursuit of understanding, that's a state of menucha. Baron spoke, we have the Carlos, I think, how many years is it? Something like 16, 17, 18 years, I don't keep track anymore. The Carlos, since the Carlos started. So we had a Malava Malka. It was the first and last annual Malava Malka, but we had a Malava Malka, and I think the concept of the Carlo to Silver Spring was a little confusing to some people. Probably still is. So you have Carlo. So they're not teaching the community, no. So not here to serve the community, no. Here to sit and learn. Oh, so you're making rabbis? No, we're not making any rabbis. No. Oh, so your goal is they become rabbis? No, we're not making rabbis. It says the goal is they should learn Torah. Like, what's that? What type of goal is to learn Torah? Like, why is that a goal? Right. So that was what he addressed in his speech. And he pointed out that Shabbos, we have a concept that Shabbos you don't work. It's not that you don't work. But Shabbos, your business is done. Rashi brings to Chazal from the Mechilta that when it comes Shabbos, you have to perceive everything is done. There's nothing left. When a person says, oh, I forgot to take care of it, it doesn't exist in Shabbos. No, I forgot to take care of it. Shabbos, everything is done. Kol malata, kilo kol malata kosuya. Means everything in the world that you need to take care of is all done. That's what Shabbos is. There's nothing left to do. Whatever's supposed to be done before Shabbos is done, wasn't it supposed to be? So there's nothing left to do. The world has come, the world has stopped. Right? The world has stopped, and we step off the world. That's the world of Menucha. That's the Yagiyah has ended, and the Menucha has started. Shabbos is in a way, the purpose of Shabbos is not to rest up for the week. Shabbos is the goal. Shabbos is the main Elam Haba. Elam Haba is not just we'll rest up in Elam Haba, and then we'll have something afterwards. That is retirement. That's the rest. So Shabbos is called Menucha because it's the goal. It's the after the Yagiyah. The Yagiyah is added in a couple of Shabbos. What's the purpose of Shabbos? Because I'll say Shabbos was given the Girsa to learn. That's the rest of Shabbos. What is unique about learning Torah is it's not a goal, it's an end. Everything else is to lead to the person to be able to, like it's what last week, the purpose of learning Torah is not to be able to do mitzvahs. Then Torah is a means to an end. Person learning Torah is to learn Torah. What is learning Torah? Like we spoke about last week, the idea is if I'm understanding that this is the word of Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to me. Like, so why do I want to study? I have no other way to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu other than through what he's expressed. The infinite being, a finite being cannot connect to an infinite being. We live in two different planes. How can we connect? As much as he's expressed about him that he's connecting to us, we can connect to him. So what did he do? He told us what his ratzon is. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he exists in a different state of being than we, the Rambam says his ratzon and he are one. So when I understand his ratzon, I've connected to him. So learning Torah is that moment that I'm with him. So why? Oh, because I want to become a rabbi afterwards. You're out of your mind. I learned Torah because I want to be with him. Like, a horribly crude mushroom, like, you know, this, you know, this, you know, right? The husband comes home at night, you know, spend time with the rest of the, you know, because it gives me a lot of energy to be able to go out tomorrow and go back to work. Like, you know, if I'd be his wife, I'd bop him one. Right? That's not the purpose of being home. For being home is, the home is the place at the end of the journey. Right? The purpose of the home is, okay, and now I'm there, I've found my state of rest. And hopefully if your home is functioning the way you like it to function, your home would be, his home is his castle. This is a place where a person comes, he feels happy to be there. He wants to be there. He's enjoying, basking in the presence which is there. Right? So it's a crude marshal. Right? But, you know, you don't say I'm sitting in Coach Broco's lap because I want to be able to get a lot of strength to go tomorrow to work. Right? So Zot Sapurna, Menucha is referring to Torah. So comes along the Yisrael says, "Wow, I'm in." That's Menucha by according to him. Okay, the Aruch Chaim has a little bit different approach. Okay, we are Menucha Kitoev. Pirush Menucha Yerna, the true Menucha of Elam Haba. When you look at the pleasures of this world, and her gushes, which you can, they are concrete. You can have some way that you can physically connect to them. For example, Tavis and Michael by Mishnah, eating and drinking. And Rebbe Shlomo says, "Dover tzaddik mitzad atzmai." I'm saying, "Go for sure who kli reikum shemar lemalus." It's not intrinsic that these things are good. The body happens to like being full. Body is a bottomless pit. You fill it up. Next thing you know, a few hours later, you have to fill it up again. Right? The Russian put into the human being. The body doesn't like staying empty. As soon as it gets empty, the body says, "Oh yeah, okay, I need to fill up." Not only do you, when you're full, not only do you say the food, which, if you, you know, 10 minutes ago you were like so excited to eat, you were just much of desiring it, you look at it, I can't look at it anymore, it makes me sick. What happened? I thought it was such a schmack of food. Right? Right? Ella Mishamoyas by Kimoyas Barah. Pasha is the Maimar, she's like, you look sick, you know, because now the whole purpose is filling. Once you're full, you don't want any more. So it comes out that there's nothing intrinsic in the food per se. It's because there's this bottom of pit called the body. Which is, okay. The Bria Ne'ima. You look at the delicate way he talks about physical pleasures of women, right? He says a person likes what he sees, likes a nice creation, nice female creation. Kasher Yachar Betima Chakira. You think about it, Yir Shoyse Yofi of Ne'ima is Enel Mara Hiule. It's just physical. Hiule is the substance, matter. Interesting because they right over here he Yuli, some people know that Yuli, they think the hay is a hagadiyah. If you look at the actual, it's a Greek word, and the Greek word is pronounced Yule. Kisbanu Adam v'baser u'be'orash mehem boni called yofi v'terah ba'adam. You look at this, what is it? It's muscles, it's skin. You'll be asking b'sanu b'hem ki ain b'hem nimus. That's not so exciting, really. They're not so pleasant. V'smayis v'baser adam igesh as they love. So like the skin, like flesh, vena kala dimin. The whole thing is just this fake reality. It's not real. Okay, but what is true tov is aluelian. So he says v'yeit shichma lispol. So what did he do? Sarah Lamazay, he's willing to work very hard in this world. He committed himself to be the worker. He became this indentured servant, the servant of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's like giving us the tax. He's looking at, since the final result is Ne'ima, therefore it's worth it to him to do it. The Shapur was saying that the process right now itself is the manucha. Okay, then he says the second pshat, like which along the lines of the Shapur, but hilam asoved shakol and the brim yalalim mas leparnasosa v'yavdu the bentara. They'll support you. That's like zulim part of you supported yisachar, etc. Okay, how long refers now? So before the first, let's look at the Kliyaka, which is on page, I guess that's 7. What is that? Whatever number it is. Yisachar Chamor Garam Revei Tzvin and Mishvasayim. So he rests between the packages. So he follows a lot along the lines of the Saperna. Kichamor Zesh Hu Masok Shurim Yachad. Lo yisparzu. It's tied on. They don't separate the package and the chamor. Kakinyan atara dovek ben nifrad mimenu. Tara is part of your being. It never leaves you. So it's like you, even when you're at rest, it's with you. That's the mashal of Rebbe's interview beside. Look about kinyan shal zvulin. Yishat shehu beisav kinyan nifradim kedu kubal tenu atomin. The zvulin is connecting to a kinyan which is outside of him. Well, once that's true, it forces you to have to move. You're going to have to go get it because it exists out there. You have to go get it. On the base of the kinyan, you have to go to your house. You own your house. You have to go to the whatever the property you have. You're constantly going to these places. It's always with him. It's one of the two gevulim. He's surrounded by all of the different benefits. Theoretically, in the world, kitikunoi, the psukim say that the learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, should confer all the brachas. You'll constantly be blessed, surrounded with brachas. I just heard this today. Interesting way. No, yesterday. That's a way of saying it. Listening to a recording of a shir from Ramesh Gordon. He's one of the Rambam in YU. And he said, he had an interesting horror. We know the story of Amanda was Chazal said she's one of the most beautiful women that exists in the world. Chazal said there were seven Nashim, Yafir, a beautiful women. She was one of the seven most beautiful women in the world.
Sorry,
Amanda. We see that, you know, if Romina was scared out of his wits, he comes to Mitzrayim, they're going to take her because she's so beautiful, you know. They go to David Melech, you know. Avraham Avinu, Rashi says, that till that point he didn't recognize it, you know, because it's the Ishabem, she didn't recognize what she looked like. So here you have the person's married to the most gorgeous woman in the world, and he doesn't even notice. It's almost like a waste, you know. You know, like, you know, that's what he said. It's almost like a waste. Like, poked him, you know, you take the most gorgeous woman in the world, you give it to this guy, and it's like, you know, he comes from, like, you know, China, and he doesn't recognize what beauty is. Like, why? Like, what was the point? Why is the Torah telling us this? Like, it says, when the world is kitikunoi, Avodas Hashem will give all brachas. It'll give beautiful women, that there'll be the members of Klai, so the women will be beautiful. Because that's, we'll have pranosa, we'll have everything will be, health, everything will be there. That is the natural state of being when everything is right. Okay? So there's Archim, Mimina, Bismillah, Shabakab, and Chabakam, Shaharlach, Oimid, Tomid, Ubein, Shekabum. He always has those two things with him. Kehem, Gdalim, Imoy, Behokam, Laragwa. They join him. If he makes his focus on life, these other things, they're not always with him. But this is always with you. So, if somebody goes up to Makam Sakana, Shum Isnagel, Arichas Yamav, if the blessing is Arichas Yamim, sometimes the first business you have to go to places which are not so safe. Being up there, Kerche wears it down. He has wealth. Sometimes he has to go. He can't take it into the grave with you. Fine. So we're contrasting. He understood that acquiring Torah is not through movement. Those things you have to go. You have to travel to get whatever. Our kinyan Torah totally b'mal ha'nefesh v'menuchas ha'guf. So that parallels to what we said before. Okay. Zogt. Rav Hirsch. Is there another Rav Hirsch now? Okay. So that's just he's going to go in a totally different direction, and then we'll see. We'll have time to see some separate, which he goes along the lines of the Ikrim, but with a totally different twist to it. And then there's the Ksava Kabbalah Dan, which I'll see. We'll have time to get to. But the part we're saying right now is the various different versions of these Rishonim, which are seeing that Menuchah is referring to learning Torah, either because that's referring to Menuchah the Guf and Yegiyas and Nefesh, or because the learning Torah itself is Menucha. We understand that Menucha is the goal. Menucha is it's what comes after the Yegiyah. It's the promised land that you're going to get after the effort. So it's not just, you know, a blank rest. It's a rest of accomplishment, which we're going to have at the end. We're going to be able to enjoy the benefits of the accomplishment. Comes with Hirsch, and Hirsch is a totally different shot. He said like this, he gets involved in, you know, in his shot, what the word etzim means, etc. I'm not going to go through all the details of that. So on the second column, he says, Nimza Perusha Yisarcha hu oibed chazak bizaris. He's a good worker. Hanoch me'amola bavira basis, and he goes home at night and he rests. Okay? So the mashal is who behemoth mas, he's like a beast of burden. He's looking at its strong bones, and it indicates that he's very ready to work. He works hard. Okay, that animal which has done that, Chugai Habesi, Shiatsu Sebekai Chabadasa. So now he comes home deserving, he created a place of rest for himself through his efforts. Okay. Yisarah Oyev Lavoid. So the next one says, V'yarmenucha Kitoiv. I thought you were like, you're a good worker, you love working. You're a workaholic. No. Ulam rak b'mi the boivin sheyesh erech lavoid the ba'am Yisrael. As long as it has a value in Klai Yisrael. Be'oid Yehuda mit yatzik ha-sheva the mershlim. Yehuda represents the leaders. Zulun ha-sheva the sarkim. Zulun represents the sheva of the businessmen. Be'yatzik Yisachar is a garan ha-ikri shalam Yisrael. Yisachar represents the main corpus of Klai Yisrael. Es ha-chakloi ha-yehudi, the Jewish agriculturist. The farmer. Now, Eno Oive Kelav the Loy Herif Blitzberheim. He doesn't keep working without stop because he wants to become wealthy. Ishaami Yisrael Loy Ishabed Azatzmal Avoda. He doesn't make Avoda his goal in life. Hu Yavod Kedavis Kosvim Menucha. His goal is to work, to be able to have Menucha. As opposed to a workaholic because his goal is to work to get money. He says, no. His goal is not to work to get money. His goal is to work to have time to not have to work. He's very happy Zulun should make the millions. He preferred to be able to have time to sit home. Being an independent individual, he'll be able to get menucha for himself when he sees fit. That's the greatest item you can own. That's what you want. Rabbi Zelig Pliskin, if I recall correctly, brings a story about this fellow who was had a small ship, a fishing boat, and he was fishing, and he supported himself by fishing. So this capitalist comes along, and says, why don't you get a bigger boat? And you'll hire some workers, to be able to catch more fish. He says, and then what? Well, then you'll sell the fish and make a lot of money.
And then what?
He says, and then what? He says, you'll buy a bigger boat. Okay? And then you'll hire even more workers. And then what? You'll make a lot of money. So then what? Then it will happen. Right? He goes on for it and says, okay, and then what? Then you'll be happy. He says, I'm happy right now. End the conversation. Being able to be in a state of rest strengthens you. It gives you time to find yourself. You're not in a rushed state of being, right? So you have time to find yourself. That person understands. I'm willing to be the beast of burden. You be the leader. You make the big money, and I'll do the backbreaking work which Kleiso stands on. I'm happy to do that because I know that gives me, at the end of the day, time for myself. I'm not interested in going to a war. Making a lot of money. I have other things to accomplish. Haniknim and Nishmorim rak b'shos ha-manucha, which you gain in the state of manucha where you don't have the pressures. You have those moments you can find yourself and be with yourself, etc. Now, because they understood that that's what life is about. They're the ones who are going to be the people who have Torah. Because they understood the ruach of the Klai Yisrael is not about the outside accomplishments, it's about being your being. Okay. Now, the beginning of the experiment, I don't think we have to do, it gets involved in some protein, but the concept is there. She's a fascinating thing. I'm sorry, let's not skip it. So when the Klai Yisrael gathered to support David after Shaul was overthrown, they came with thousands and tens of hundreds of thousands. We're still on the first page. Yisachar Shalach Rak Masayim, he sent 200 people. As a Russian, the leaders, Ashar Nishar Mabayis Mavdu, they stayed home and they worked. Right? Go watch the parade. I got work to do. But who did he send? The Pasuk describes them as Yodei Bina Leitim. They knew Bina for the times. Bina. So what is Bina? She'ikra Re'iyas Benayim. Which means, Akaras Ayaksim Adonim Shal Ishim Vatsamim. Understanding relationships. The Tetzos Pelosim Zalzan, and the impact that one has on the other. That's what Bina is. Karazu Nitla Yisachar B'Sha'as Menuchas. So when did they get it? They got it by having time to think. Hoisuzu Das Bina. They were Yodei Bina. Yedia Muchashis. They had a practical understanding of interaction with people. Loi Chidud Sophisti. They weren't very deep thinkers. They had a practical understanding of relationships, the true relationships between individuals and items. Which the Torah gives you. That's what it means. Appreciating time. And from that appreciation of time, they were able to understand the value of relationships. The Pasuk thing is, it says that all follow their lead. Chazal say, if you see a person who's able to be Mara Harob Yisrael, like we mentioned last week, it's either from Yisachar or from Levi. Okay. This is a person which understands, he named Nas Kalka Shalama. Menucha Kitoiv, Haria Ki Menucha Kitoiv. That Klal Yisrael's portion is understand that Menucha is the right, is that's what it's about. Roya Ben Menucha as a Rebbe Chamita Shal Avoda understands that Menucha, that work is a way to get to have that time to be able to find yourself. Believe in a Torah, Reza, Matara, Ikris, Malacha, Rakam, Soy, Mikri. Okay. They grabbed the land. It's like a close. They went to work. Now, fascinating thought. Next paragraph. Shemam Oritz, Kikina the Hedjit. Referring to the Am Ha'oritz in a negative sense, a person who's not knowledgeable. Really developed later on. That developed later on. They were no longer able to work in the fields. And have time to have menucha for themselves. And these places of wisdom and knowledge developed in the cities. And the villagers lived out there in the Am Haaretz. They were the people of the land. But the knowledge wasn't with them anymore, because they didn't have time for menucha, and the knowledge was in the cities. Because they're away from the centers of knowledge. They weakened under the burden of their work. But Tanakh Ros Amoritz he klalo eda b'mon hanalo yersushamilazu. But there it's referring to the godless of Klal Yisrael, the Amoritz, the people who were out in the fields, were the people which represented the main body of Klal Yisrael, because these people understood the value of having that independence and being able to use it to be able to have time for yourself to think, etc. That's a fascinating thought about how he understands Amoritz used in Tanakh, quite different than how Amoritz is used in Chazal, because it was a totally different understanding. So that's his vision of Yisachar. Yisachar understood. Now we have the corrupt version of it. Yeah, the purpose of work is to have time for yourself to do nothing with it. Right? So that's what happened. That's what the Amoris eventually fell into. Right? He didn't have an opportunity to learn. He didn't have an opportunity to understand the value of it. But these people understood that if you can become tied So Eishir is a burden. There's a fascinating morale. Morale says that we eat matzah lechem oni, and that matzah represents cheres. So why does anias represent cheres? Like, why does poverty represent cheres? She says that the cheres is not, quote unquote, that you're free, and we left Mitzrayim, and we now became avdei Hashem. So where's the freedom? It's not independence, right? Independence means we're free to do, to be what we're supposed to be, as opposed to being pulled out of what our being is supposed to be. Geula is to be what you are. So when we're Mitzrayim, we're meshubed to something outside of ourselves that doesn't allow us to be what we are. We end up being avadim to paro. He says an ani is not tied to anything outside of his being. It's only he has nothing else beside his being. An usher is tied to all of his wealth. So an usher is pulled out of his reality. And only that is him. So in that sense, anius represents cherus more better than ashirus does. That's how he understands it. So the Amorites, they didn't want to be rich. Right? I think I mentioned to you, Yusuf Salanter's, you know, response when his wife bought a lottery ticket. Right, he went and got to wait him and said, "Didn't the Rambam have anything to say? I don't want to have any. I don't want anything to do with it. Well, I have the burden of wealth." I tell you the story about the Rav in Pittsburgh. I tell you the story about the Rav in Pittsburgh, right?
I think so.
There was a Rav in Pittsburgh. This is in the '30s. That he was. They didn't have, you know, then retirement funds in those days. They didn't have, you know, Social Security. First retired, you know, he started that. So the Rav was getting older, and he wanted to retire. And the community loved him very much, and there's Gavirim in the community. They got together, and they raised money, and they gave him a present of $30,000.
I didn't hear this.
In the 1920s. That's $500,000. I don't know what it was, like, you know, more than that, probably. He was touched tremendously, and he thanked him tremendously. Shortly afterwards, he started giving out large sums of money to Mishalachim. And, you know, people would come to him that they wanted to publish a sefer. He would give money, you know, $50. It was $50 in like the 1920s. It's like giving $1,000 donation. I mean, it was like, you know. He says, Mishalachim, come and get 50. Sefer, put on the public sefer, you get $100. So they asked him, like, what are you doing? He said, you don't understand. I used to daven. And, you know, I would go to the davening, and I would remember connect to Kodesh Baruch. Now my whole day, my mind is tied to what I do with the money. Should I invest it in this? Should I invest it in that? What should I do with it? I have all this money. Hey, $30,000. I'm a millionaire. Right? I can't learn. My mind is constantly thinking about the money. So I want to get rid of it. So I can't just dump it into the river. So every person comes, I give them something. No significant amount of money. I'm hoping soon, Bezra, I can get rid of all the money and go back to being a happy person. Be able to focus on my diet, focus on my learning. So this is Rav Hirsch's vision of Yisachar. This is the Rav Hirsch's vision of what the Amoritz of Kaisel is. This is Rav Hirsch's vision of what it means. This is the basic Jew. The basic Jew is a person who understands that that's what life is about. I don't want to be running all over the world making money. You know, I dafka don't. I'm very happy to live on my, you know, minimal salary and have plenty of time for myself. I'm not, you know, judging, you know. I'd rather be a lawyer for the government and have work 9 to 5 and get my salary and whatever, you know, and come home and I have, you know, by 6 o'clock, I have a whole night ahead of me. Well, you could join this firm and stay every night till 11 o'clock at night and make 3 times not the money. What do I need it for? Right? That's what Yisachar says. I'm interested.
But here he supported himself. It wasn't as Sechar Zvul and going to this period.
Right. He's saying the
he just didn't need as much, but he did it.
Correct.
It wasn't a kolal situation. I mean, no. I think the typical Sechar Zvul.
Right. No, he's not seeing it like that. This is a fascinating shot. I'm sorry for back on page 4. It sounds along the lines of the Ikra. Which is why It's on the back page of the Acre. There was method to my madness. Yisachar Chamor Gorim, Rebbe Zinner for Shishayim, Rebbe Yerucha Kitoyim, V'yesh Shafar, V'shem Shechayim, V'tzadik Lishmer, V'lasas, as Kol HaTorah, V'mitzes, Kachu M'chuyim, Shal Yil, Achso, Gufoy. So the men of Hatzarech, you cannot be cruel to your body to refrain from giving it its basic needs. K'moshe Zibra Chazal al Hillel, the Mora says that one time Hillel was going out somewhere. To meet him, asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to do a chesed. Okay, they followed him because they wanted to see what he was doing. He comes to the Beis Americans, he comes to the bathhouse anyway, he takes a bath. So they asked him, what's the chesed? So he says, the pasuk says, Shomra il gufa kigmol chesed lachsanya day. Like, you know, listen, I'm a neshama. And the neshama is, you know, there's a host. The body is the host. You wouldn't want to do a chesed, you know, as a guest, you wouldn't want to help your, but if you could help your host in some way, you want to help him take out the garbage, you're a guest. So I should take care of my body. It's a chesed. Hillel saw the process of taking care of your physical needs. Is, B'chenamar Chazal, Hai Barbe Rav, the Yosef Betanisa, if he sits in fasting, Chazal were not happy with him, and they says, okay, fine, you know what, smart Alec, let the dog eat your breakfast. Like, what are you doing? Why are you wearing out your body? I have to talk with people, etc. So he's at Makarv on the Torah. It's very difficult. I have to focus on learning and push myself on learning at one end. The other end, but I can't overdo it and burn my body in a way which is not acceptable. Very difficult. He's between the two ends. Rak b'derech hamutz. He's trying to find the middle path. Menucha kitoyv is referring to menucha zatara by mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is referring to my swords, the physical needs. Yeshuva kinaim. It's also important. Lachid based on the word miyachta. We want to combine the two things. And for that is we ate shechmal dispol eskolzois v'hudav regal. He was able to. He's between the two ends. Right, on one end he understands the importance of focusing on Torah mitzvahs, etc. He understands the importance on the other side of taking care of his physical needs and interacting with other people. And he's being torn. He's finding the balance. That's what the pasuk is describing. So it's along the lines of the ikrim that there was an element of that element of taking care of his physical needs. He bedavka didn't ignore his physical needs. The pshat and the psukim exactly that which words fit into what he's not saying the same as the ikrim. But
it follows the lines of Rav Hirsch too, to some extent. He's still doing the work. He's still
right, but he's. But his point is not so much the work part. His point is the taking care of the needs that he has. There's the pasuk is stressing that he had the balance between taking care of his physical needs and at the same time stretching himself to be able to catch more Torah and finding that balance. It's a very hard balance. And that was that piece we saw from the Talzer Rav of Polis Magavar Lecha, trying to figure out exactly how much you need. What's called Bittul Torah Shel Tzarich. How much do you need? How much you don't need? It's very difficult to figure that out. It says Yisachar got that right. Okay, I have in the back. This is two pieces from the Tzava Kabbalah. Oh, I have a Tzava also. Okay, let's look at the success over here. It's fascinating because quite different from his father. Right? Ksavsefer was the Ksavsefer's son. Taras Moshe is the Ksavsefer. This is the Ksavsefer writing. We actually want this book. Nearly the farish, you know, Yisachar Yosheb by the Torah. Ben Misabel al Mazet. That is the al Mazet. Ochel pas by Melach, Bechai Chayitzar. He just eats bread with salt. He lives a difficult life. Machlo Shemem is Atzma. He weakens himself. Plus, you know, he strains himself for Divrei Torah. So, how does it work? Hashem does in Lekach. It has to be a special bracha from Hashem. Can it be Hashem Yachlifu Koyach? Hashem Metzlo Yeda Devera. Yisachar Chamor Gorim. He was very powerful. Balatzamis. Bayan Ebenezer Kib Emes Lo Yarbe Basser. But he wasn't very thick. He was skinny. Shed Oigel. Shesarak Mat Mizeri. He eats very little. But Hashem does in Lekach. But Tzmeres Hashem gave him. He's bones. He's bony. Right? But those bones are strong. He can deal with it. Hashem protects him from illness and from other types of events affecting him. It's a skinny, gaunt chamor. But it's still very strong. A person never saw the other option. So yeah, that's everybody, you know, a person grew up in communist China, a communist Russia, you know. It's poor, it's difficult, it's life, that's it. Right? He didn't make any choices. He's not choosing anything, that's all he knows. This person chooses to learn Torah, right? Because that's all he knows. That's all he ever saw. Nobody has any money. Nobody has any food. Nobody has anything. Okay, so you do. Okay, that's life. Aber mish tzoyfel mabid b'chol zeh. He sees it. Umeiben amargish kizet tzoy varav l'guf. He realizes it's quite pleasant. K'mochem kavish yitzor b'tavoysev v'chay chay yitzar. Zel tzor b'kashar b'yosev. But he chooses not to do it anyway. That's very difficult. He understands. Have a good night's sleep. Don't work hard during the day. Yeah, he knows how kishmak. He sees how kishmak it is. He'll plant. He'll grow things. He'll have food to eat. The vash v'cholov tachas l'shernoi. But we call Malcolm, he sees how good it is, he sees the Kishmak is, but he chooses not. But yes, Sheikh Mali spoil Allah Torah. Will the Masurbay the enemy's cannabahem? Doesn't bother me. I'm very happy that you should have yours. I'm not jealous at all, I'm very happy with what I have. That's how the Ksavsefer understands the flow of the Pesukim. So Menucha is a term of physical Menucha. But not, he's pushing himself. He's not like Ksavsefer, he's balancing. He's pushing himself. He's gaunt. Right? But okay. I think, did I tell you the word from the Drushas Aran? I don't think I told you. The Drushas Aran says a fascinating thing. There's a Mishnah in Adios. It says like this. At the Adios, it says, Zikta Timin Chachamim Kol Saman Shemaskinim. I'm sorry. Such a Zikta Yamor. Zikta Yamor Kol Saman Shemaskinim Daitan Mitzrefas Aleim. Skinim, which are Amaratzim, which are not knowledgeable, the older they get, they're Daitan Mitzrefas Aleim. Their das becomes confused, etc. They stay remain very settled, very calm. So the Pasha Shat in the Mishnah is referring to that the Amaratzim becomes senile and the Tunam don't become senile. Comes along the Ran and drushes around and says, it's not true. Lo Leinu, we see Tunam became senile and the Dait is Mitzref is Aleim. You see, Amaratzim, you have to get 900 years old, you know. Like, you know, he's tell you every single, you know, batting score of all of his favorite, you know, players for the last 75 years. You know, like, you know, it happens. So what's the mission mean? So that's not what it means. It means like this. It says, The bail be that the Zaken Atamachachim, not the Amorites, means he made decisions in his life. He made decisions to forgo certain opportunities in this world because he wants to learn. Right? He's not, sometimes he's not even sure how if it was a good move. Like he sees, you know, he chooses to sit and learn, you know, and he ends up, you know, not becoming well known, he just sits and learns, and that's all he does. His friend went out of work, becomes very rich, supports a lot of moises, everybody knows about him, and he's like very involved, and you know, maybe I shouldn't went to work. He's not sure. The older he gets, that to Yeshev's life, his decision, that's referring to his decision. His decision sits on himself better and better. Because in the Amorites, they chose to pursue a different path, not a path of knowledge. And at the time, they're very good with it. The older they get, they look back with regret. The decision of Mitzvah, it's banging on them. That's what he says. That, you know, it's not always so clear, but Shas Maisa, you know, it wasn't a good decision. You know, person, you know, moves forward for years, he's having difficulty with his kids because he doesn't have a lot of money and the kids are frustrated with it. Was it a good decision? Was it a bad decision? I don't know. Hard to know. But the older he gets and he sees the benefit which he has compared to the people which are just grappling with it, like, why did I waste my whole life? Why did I lose all that time in my life, you know, which I, you know, in Olam Hazeh and money and whatever it is, I could have been learning Torah. So younger, all the past seemed the same. As he got older, he realized that the mitzvah was a lame. That's what the Rambam understands. So that's along the lines of what the Chassam Sofer is saying. Chassam Sofer is saying even b'shas ma'isa, you know, so Yisachar had no, they weren't jealous. So why would I want that? Why would I want this? It doesn't interest me. I'm much happier living in the world than living in. There's a beautiful thought from the Rebbe Lapian. On that Mishnah, the Mishnah says, "Kagidar Jotar, Pasim Lotechol, Maimim Masoratishta." You eat bread with salt. You drink measured amounts of liquid. That's a good thought. That's real turning. Well, Aratishta, you live in the, you sleep on the ground. You live a life of pain. Okay? So the mission is not to oisekein. If you do it, Ashrecha v'toivloch. It'll be Ashrecha, your fortune, and v'toivloch will be good for you. Ashrecha b'alam hazeh, toivloch olam haba. So you had two kashas of the mission. What's the phrase, imat oisekein? If you do it, yeah, obviously, if you do it, that's not necessarily spoken out. That's what we're talking about. This is the way you do it. Ashrecha v'toivloch. That's all he has to say. What's the minat oisekein? Then the second point is, how do you reconcile chay tartichya and ashrecha b'alam hazeh? You tell me chay tartichya, then you tell me ashrecha b'alam hazeh. Is that tell me I get it? I'm with you. What's ashrecha b'alam hazeh? Right. So he says, you know what? It's a great question, but the reality of that's not true. The reality is, it's a shrecha b'alam hazeh. But you know what? Imat oisekein. If you do it, you'll see what I mean. I can't explain it to you. It doesn't make any sense. But if you live it, you see. There's a feeling of ashrecha, of being fortunate, of being happy in this world, which comes with dafka through this process of willing to forgo. Now, the Rakan says in the Mishnah doesn't mean you must do this. It means you're willing to do whatever it takes. If that's what it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. Right, that's how he understands the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is saying, if that's your commitment to Torah, it's the point that you're willing to do these things, the result is you'll be happy. It'll create happiness. Go back to the Soprano. The result is that the asik of working in the world of Torah. The result is menucha. The result is a state of feeling content with what your reality is. Like, what greater opportunity human beings have than to interface with the Kodesh Baruch Hu through trying to understand his ruts? I think I mentioned to you, just to stop, you know, and here we're getting really late. I had this aura once. You know, the Greeks, we find that, you know, the Greeks paired off against Klal Yisrael. they appear to be as far as, and we found there's something called Misyavnim. There was no Misbavlim, there was no Misparsim, there's no Misadmim, there's Misyavnim. There's Jews who became Hellenists. You ever find there's Jews who became bubbleists, right? So what was Yavin selling? Yavin was selling a search for understanding. They wanted to understand the world. They dealt with philosophical questions. They wanted to understand science. They wanted to understand the world that they were in. They wanted to understand why. We also want to understand why. We also understand the world we live in. That's what we do. Right? So Yavin is already within the realm of what we do. So there is a danger of Yavin, because Yavin in that sense got it right. So the purpose of life, it says the greatest human being is a philosopher, because a philosopher spends his life trying to understand what it's about. That's what they understood. The greatest expression of a human being is a philosopher. Right? What they didn't understand is they separated their philosophy from life. Right? That it wasn't that the rush of the creation was that you can live life, and that can also be something which is unique and special. I can be the guy who works in the field, and that's special. The only way you could be is to be divorced from life, and in their life it didn't carry over. There's a story which I don't know whether been proven or not, whether documented or not, that they once saw one of the great philosophers being very cruel to an animal. They asked him, "How can you do that? You know, doesn't fit with your philosophy." He says, "Listen, the mind understands what the body does otherwise. Rousseau Salanter said that I'll tell you two stories. The Alter von Kellum, Rousseau Salanter's Talmud says, he lived in end of the 1800s, beginning of 1900s. So Darwin came out with this theory. He says, Darwin never saw Rousseau Salanter. You saw Rousseau Salanter, we know man cannot come from monkeys. I saw what human beings supposed to look like. If you saw him, you know have no such habit. But I'll tell you not only that, there's a Maisa which calls him even more paladic. In the 1930s, a broke bear came to America. And raising funds for the yeshiva. The yeshiva was, they had no money. And they arranged that Mayor LaGuardia presents a Rebroch Bear with a key to the city. And they met in the city hall, in the steps of city hall, and they gave him, presented him with a key to the city. And they he didn't speak a word of English, Rebroch Bear, but they interact, etc. After they left, Mayor LaGuardia says, Rabbi Leibowitz disproves Darwin's theory of evolution. Once I saw him, I know man cannot come from monkey. A goy could see that. That's a Rebroch Bear. We saw what a goat looks like. Right? That Greeks don't have. That was the problem. But that musig, that there's nothing greater than the search for understanding, the search for knowledge, the search for wisdom. But not just to be, it should be menutik. It's because that should be the defining element of what all life is about. That's where they got it wrong. Right? But that human being, and that takes human being and puts him into a different reality. When you can have that moment, Klai still gets that. That's, and everything else is just distractions. Okay.